When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
El futuro tiene nada más que la confrontación.
Hey, welcome to Unpopular Opinion. I'm your host, Adam Todd Brown. I write a weekly column for Cracked called The People vs. Adam Todd Brown, and I use that column to put forth all sorts of crazy opinions. Then I come on this show to defend those opinions. Joining me today, he has a big, stupid, dumb face, but don't let that stop you from coming to see us tell jokes tonight in Long Beach at the Gas Lamp. Go to GasLampTix.com for more info, depending on when you're listening to this, of course. Ladies and gentlemen, hockey is stupid. Jeff May. Also joining me, he's an editor at Cracked who definitely didn't buy acid with me recently, and we're definitely not going to talk about it at all today. You can read his column on the site every Tuesday. It's called No Hands, but he totally has hands, guys. Totally. Don't worry. Ladies and gentlemen, Josh Sargent. It's going to be a great show.
Like bros do, bro.
Yeah. So that's how this podcast is starting.
I really hope not.
No, it did.
Oh, God. Yep.
I think that was the first thing the people will hear, besides my voice. Josh Sargent's here.
Hey, what's up?
How's it going?
It's going great.
Yeah?
It's great.
How was your Thanksgiving?
Good. It's good to be back to work.
Is it?
Yeah. What?
No, it is. We have jobs we don't hate.
Yeah.
So. Oh.
It's lovely.
Yeah, it's fine.
You've only told me how much you hate your job.
Oh, really?
That's all you do. I get texts about it like late at night.
I got extraordinarily drunk with my family. I had conversations with my racist relatives where they didn't say anything racist.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Right.
What kind of a Thanksgiving is it?
It's a pleasant one.
That's boring.
Yeah, right?
Nobody says anything racist.
Mine were right out of the gate. Right out of the gate.
Yeah. I hung out with one person and we just said racist shit all night to each other.
Just
to make it feel family-like.
Mexicans.
A lot of the amount of pro Trump to pro sweatpants at Thanksgiving was a pretty even number.
I wore sweatpants on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but you always wear sweatpants.
I'm not wearing sweatpants.
He's wearing sweatpants right now. He's lying to you.
Oh, you monsters. Jeff's here.
Yeah, he is.
How have you been?
Good. I just got off a plane like an hour ago.
Yeah, I picked you up at the airport. That was fun.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, you've never done that before.
No.
Apparently. It was rough.
Yeah, it was very rough.
I'm behind all the buses. I'm like, you're not supposed to be on that part of the airport.
Well, you were in the...
The pickup area.
Yeah, but it was the one for transients and...
No, it's weirdos. Just people that...
It's like, impossible not like, to be...
Were you on the outside sidewalk or the inside sidewalk?
I was on the inside.
Inside. Yeah. Monster.
There shouldn't be buses in there.
No, there it's wasn't. He went to the...
He went to
the outside to where like the Hertz picks you up.
And I was like, can't... Okay, I'll be right over. But it was weird because I thought I was going to miss my connecting flight. And then a pregnant woman got like super sick. And so they like basically put the pedal to the metal and we got there an hour early. And
amazing.
And so I was like,
that's a really cool story.
He had the warp drive.
You know, the hardest part of this show for me is the first few minutes.
Fuck off.
Because I spent all that time asking everyone else what's going on in their life when all I really want to do is talk about what I've been up to since last week. That's why we call this segment This Week in Me.
Keep going. Keep going. Finish.
Jeff's masturbating.
Finish so I can finish.
As usual. We're playing this live. That's why I can't talk. I have to look at my frets. Looking at the frets. That's a technical term. Checking the frets.
Yeah, we guitar.
A real musician doesn't have to look at the frets.
No, you do. You check the frets.
Adam, never look at the frets.
Checking frets, bro.
You don't even have frets. If you really know how to play guitar. You just take the frets off.
Don't fret, man. Just check them.
Check the frets.
Do you know anything about music?
Just go fretless.
Yeah, but
go fret yourself.
That's confusing. Like violin, cello, stand-up bass. There's no frets on there. How do they know?
There's frets.
They feel it out.
The subtleties of the music is frets.
You remember. You become a real musician. Is that what you do?
Yeah. That's why I stopped playing guitar. You have to practice.
Ugh. You get scalloped frets.
Gross.
Or scalloped frets.
They're
embedded in there.
Yeah, like the fretboard. Each fret, like the space in between the fret butter. Goes down, so you can pressure that.
Are they Bay scalloped frets or sea scalloped frets?
Huge douchebag. That's how he plays.
Who?
Yngwie Malmsteen.
Oh,
we're getting into some.
Yeah.
If it's not Coma the Doof Warrior, I don't care about him as a guitarist.
Yeah, yeah. He's taken over as everyone's favorite guitar player.
Damn right he did.
I think we can all agree. Hey. My column this week is about things you should never do alone.
Yeah.
I was saying earlier, if you were committed to this idea, you would have done the podcast alone.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I don't know why I didn't. Yeah, everyone get the fuck out of here. I'm just going to finish it.
Yeah, fine. Yeah, I got shit to do.
It'd be great if you just showed up and didn't say anything. Just like refused to talk.
Jeff Mays here. Jeff, how are you?
So it'd be like being on the phone with Jeff, just a lot of heavy breathing.
Well, that's what hanging out with Jeff is like when he's not on a podcast.
Yeah, it's mostly just deep stares and heavy breathing.
They're meaningful stares,
though. I mean everything I do.
I know.
They're meaningful breaths.
That's why it's so uncomfortable.
Yeah, it was funny when you were like asking me like coming up with ideas, and I just lend you a long list of things that I've probably done alone.
Yeah. I feel like I've done a lot of these things alone. That's why I know. You should. Well, actually, now that I'm looking at the list.
The second one says drink. You should drink alone.
What? Is George Thorogood?
Part of being alive.
You shouldn't get drunk alone. Like, you shouldn't just be like, okay, I'm home. Here's what I'm going to do tonight. I'm going to get blackout drunk.
Sometimes you just need to.
And you
to
know
get
how I know
out.
You shouldn't do that? Because I do it all the time. It's bad for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, not all the time, and not the frequency.
Yeah, not, like, yeah, not anymore,
well,
but
you do it.
But I used to do it a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, a lot.
When we were on the train, were you considering yourself being alone?
No.
Okay, good.
Last time.
Because I drank a lot on the train.
You did.
Because they had all that wine.
More than anybody. I was like, oh my God, how is he still alive? It was crazy. It was, like, kind of impressive.
When was this?
I was impressed. This was back in March?
I think it was April or May.
It's a good month for getting drunk alone.
Yeah,
on the train, I was just like, there's a lot of empty wine bottles. Do you have a tea party or something?
I think I tweeted a picture of it.
Yeah, it was impressive.
Last time I got drunk alone, it was a bottle of Bullet and the movie Kill Me Three Times, which is on Netflix.
It should have been the movie Bullet.
No, the movie Kill Me Three Times is garbage. And I was just like, maybe if I have a little bit more, okay, good. Just had one and two and then three and then that's all it takes to get me drunk.
I never understood why, like, drinking alone, there was that huge stigma about it, though.
Because it's such a depressant, and it's such a depressing thing. Like, no one gets blackout drunk because they're happy.
Sometimes. I mean,
like, even if
it's your birthday. If it's your birthday, maybe.
Even if you're celebrating, there's something underneath that you're just like, oh, I gotta kill
I don't know what you're talking
it.
About.
I gotta kill this.
I gotta kill feelings
it.
Inside
I gotta
me.
Kill it right now.
Did you take Drop Acid off this list? Because that was on the list at one point. Can we not talk about that?
Is that for you specifically?
Of course we'll talk about acid.
I'm bringing that up.
Yeah, it seems like no one's on board with me about drinking. I'm just going to go home.
I agree you should not do it. And the reason that there's a stigma against drinking alone is because, like, it's dangerous and drinking is bad and it kills so many people. You need a spotter.
Jerking off a belt around your neck, but I'm not going to do that with friends around anymore.
Yeah, but I bet drinking kills more people than jerking off with a belt around your neck.
Percentage-wise, though?
I don't know which one's more fun.
Percentage-wise,
yeah, I might be with
you.
Yeah.
Percentage-wise is a good point.
You want to be with me when I do it next time?
Per capita.
Well, you should. There's no safe way to do breath play.
But we're doing all this.
It's the gross domestic product of autoerotic asphyxiation.
We're going to do all these things on the podcast, right?
So we're going to do them separately and report back
together.
Yeah.
Oh.
All at once.
So I brought my booze, belt, and acid for no reason.
Should we talk about acid?
I dropped acid an hour ago for no reason.
I still haven't taken the acid I bought, which is so disappointing. Josh,
I bought it at the same time. I've taken it twice.
Yeah, Josh has been hitting it like the Beach Boys.
Ringing endorsement right here.
Well, the first time I did like you talked about in your column, the first time you take a drug from a new source, be careful.
Yeah.
I did not do that. I took
remember when you said this thing? Didn't listen.
No, you're absolutely right. That is responsible drug use. I took what I thought was one tab, was actually two tabs, and then immediately just ran into a part of Los Angeles I wasn't even familiar with.
Like ran? like
I
on
left
foot?
I left my apartment and just started walking. And
oh my god.
Point, yeah.
Did you go on a vision quest?
A little bit. At one point, I ended up at a park and a 7-Eleven for either 7 hours or 3 minutes.
Wait, do you think 7-Eleven is a park when you're on acid?
There was 7-Eleven was near the park. At one point, I realized I was near David Bell's house, who works with us. He does the quick fixes. And I texted him saying, did you go to work today? And he texted me back something like, I went in yesterday, so I stayed home today. And I texted back, I can't follow that logic. Are you home? this is too complicated for me to decipher.
Did he?
And I wrote that text 15 times trying to make it not sound crazy.
Did he know that you were on acid?
He didn't at this point.
Because that's great to just think that you at your base level. It's like, I don't understand the words in that order.
And then you're typing out the words and they're moving around and you don't know.
He's like, so I was killing ants on my phone.
For a while, I went on Twitter, and this was right after they changed the star to a heart.
Yeah.
And the new heart animation was fucking amazing to watch happen.
Did it make you feel love again?
I was favoriting just every tweet.
Wait, were you? You did a bunch of survey questions.
Yeah.
Were you on acid then?
Because yes.
That was.
Are you on acid now?
No, I'm not on acid.
That was so much fun to read. I was reading that, being like, "What is happening right here?" But I am invested and I am partaking.
I should have done more. I started feeling like there was too much universe coming out of my phone, and I actually turned it off and put it in my bag.
Good thing.
I had to get away from it.
Starts rumbling.
There's too much in this phone.
Beam of light explodes out of it.
Yeah, I'm disappointed I haven't taken acid, especially not alone, because I wanted to do it for this column.
Back to what you said a few minutes ago, Adam, at Bonnaroo this year, where else?
Of course.
Of course, yep.
About being cautious the first time you buy from a new source. People camped right next to me, but just bought a bunch of acid. And some people around us had a test kit, and they were like, oh, you mind if we test it out? I was like, can I watch? Because this is fun. And I watched, and it turned a color that was unrecognizable by the legend that you get with your test kit. And they're like, what do we do now?
Take it.
Take all of it. Doesn't matter.
They went through all this trouble.
We know that we don't know what it is.
We know that we're going to take it.
Yeah. Well, here's something
new. We just want to test it first.
There's no chance that this is a drug anyone in the world is familiar with. That's what
I'm going to take it. Yeah. That's great. Good for them. Like, why even bother?
I think they had
that's
a
such
test.
A formality. Because, no matter what it came up as, they were like, well, I guess that means we'll take it.
Yeah.
Oh, this is PCP. Perfect.
Cool.
Good. Good.
Anyone ever done PCP?
If I get diagnosed with terminal cancer and it's like, Brett, you're 28 and you have 3 weeks to live. Towards the end of that 3 weeks, I think I would like to do PCP and go on a rampage and go down that way.
If you can't find it, just take a bunch of Robitussin.
Oh.
It's the same thing. It's basically the same. The active ingredient in Robitussin, it's called dextromethorphan or something like that. It's what I was addicted to for 2 years. It's like PCP. It's very PCP-like. And I used to take that by myself. I wrote about it in a column once. I thought I was in hell.
How do you still have kidneys? Like, how do your kidneys still work?
Yeah, I don't know.
That, you should have gone. I feel like you've been in renal failure for the past 5 years, and we're just not noticing it.
The alcohol keeps me alive.
Jaundiced and dying.
Yeah, I don't know. I've done some dicey.
Like, you've done some shit to your liver.
And I've mixed things that I didn't realize I shouldn't have mixed.
Like crack and life?
Yeah. Yeah. That was a big one. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. But I'm still here.
Maybe you're invincible. Maybe you're unbreakable. Maybe you're Bruce Willis from Unbreakable.
I hope so. I hope I'm not Bruce Willis from his blues career or something. That would be awful.
I mean, he was
wine cooler.
Bruce Willis from Hudson Hawk.
He's got two albums and three greatest hits albums.
Bruno Sings the Blues or something like that?
Yeah.
That's right before Die Hard, though, isn't it? You kind of do want to be that Bruce Willis.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's true.
Also, what? Moonlighting?
Moonlight. Yeah, it was around the time of Moonlighting.
Yeah, I want to be that Bruce Willis.
That was a good Bruce Willis.
That's a Bruce Willis confident enough to put out two blues albums.
I remember this commercial.
I feel like this should have been a Japanese commercial. the way he's so famous and acting like such a dickhead.
Yeah, he wasn't that famous at this time, though. He, like, Moonlight... I think you're right that this was just around the time Moonlighting
Oh, God, Cybill Shepherd.
Moonlighting was such a great show.
And that goes directly... The YouTube video is going to play next was Mercury Rising full movie. Yeah.
I love a movie that's so shitty. They're like, nah,
yeah, I have it.
That's fine.
Universal, do you want to take this down? No, it's all right. No. Who cares? No.
Will it
Can we
take
send them
literally,
the original?
Yet I can't find Dick Tracy anywhere on the internet.
Will it take literally any time to pull this? Then, no, that's fine. Yeah. I watched Deep Rising on YouTube not long ago.
What's Deep Rising?
Good movie. That's Stephen Sommers.
Right. Prequel or sequel to Mercury Rising?
Has nothing to do with
Jupiter
with
Ascending
Mercury at all, or Jupiter.
Deep Impact.
Deep Jupiter.
Oh, we're only doing Rising movies.
Treat Williams and Famke Janssen are on a cruise
Who's
ship.
Who's more fuckable?
And a gigantic squid is also on the cruise ship and eats people.
Oh, I don't want to watch this movie.
Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing. Why?
That's a trigger for Brett.
Do you have to get drunk to watch that?
No, I don't.
There's a giant squid.
I bet it would help.
Doesn't
a squid.
That need to be in the water
it's
to kill people?
It's a squid. This is actually.
Does he have like a stateroom?
just to keep us on topic.
The squid's on the third floor.
He's got a monocle.
Guys, I really
come in for a drink.
Just to keep us on topic.
Send the porter to my room.
This is a movie you absolutely should watch alone.
I'm Dr. Squidman.
Each of the squid's tentacles has its own head and mouth.
Oh, yes.
So it's like a demon squid.
Why aren't we
Excuse
watching
me,
this now?
What time is the buffet opening to? Do you have squid food?
Calamari? Whoa!
I saw this movie when I was 11 or 10, and I thought Treat Williams was Kurt Russell, because they look exactly the same. And
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
They look kind of alike.
Yes, they do. And I always thought for years, and I was like 22 or 23 before I realized it was not a Kurt Russell movie, and it blew my fucking mind. That was
he was on acid though.
Yeah,
that was like when I found out that Huey Lewis was white. Wait. Also blew my mind.
How did you not? Well, I could see if you'd never seen his face, you would
not
assume.
Just heard the.
He's got
the
name of a
song.
Civil rights leader, right?
Yeah,
Huey Newton.
Yeah, he's got a black name. He's got a black voice.
He's got a black dick.
Yeah, I've heard he's got a huge dick. That's true, too. I have heard.
Yeah, I've heard, too, yeah.
Huey Lewis just has a massive baseball bat.
So let's just talk about Treat Williams movies real quick.
I'm so glad you're looking at
Substitute
posters.
Substitute 3?
The subtitle for Deep Rising is Full Scream Ahead.
Oh yeah.
I'm into that.
Get it?
Fully endorse like, this movie.
Yeah, it's like full speed ahead?
Yeah, full speed ahead is the phrase.
Yeah, but they're saying scream. Full scream.
But would it be also be going full speed ahead at the same time? Because
your scream would be.
But at the same speed as the boat. Because it's like you're on your own. Like
full screen as opposed to like half screen.
Oh, so it's not like a widescreen movie. It's a full screen movie.
Let's talk about this for another 25.
What's another thing that you shouldn't do alone?
30 minutes.
Hang out with Jeff.
Aww.
I made that same joke in the email thread about podcast.
I forgot.
You're Sorry. Never alone when you're with me. Because that's how people work.
It's alienating.
That's creepy.
It's very alienating.
You're never alone that's, when you're with me.
The fact that you say shit like that is exactly why you should never hang
you're
out.
You're never alone once you know me. I'm always there.
Let's talk later, guys. Okay. We'll have a nice little conversation.
Let's talk about one. I was surprised you brought this up because this came up on the podcast before. Genevieve Mueller brought it up. Animated movies as an adult. No.
Going alone, absolutely.
You should not go. Yeah. You should not go as an adult to see an animated movie by yourself. That's That's creepy.
What if you go?
That's how you become a pedophile.
What if you wait 2 to 3 weeks and see it on a weekday night during the school year at like 10 p.m.?
Nope.
Then it looks like
they're not showing those at 10 p.m.
No, but they are. If it's a Pixar movie, Pixar movies run for a while. They're big popular movies. All sorts of people go
see
them.
Find a friend.
If you're drunk or on acid, does it cancel out?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Anything you do around kids when you're really drunk or high is fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
What if it's a weird.
Especially Drive.
What if it's like an art house animated movie? Charlie Kaufman has an animated claymation movie coming out around this time.
Who would go see that? Don't do that.
I would.
You got the Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Exactly.
Another example.
Did you
Hunger Force: movie for theaters?
I saw that in the theater and fell asleep because I was exhausted when I went.
So, yeah, I generally agree with you.
Do you agree?
Do I agree? Yeah.
If you're an adult, you shouldn't be going to see the fucking Peanuts movie anyways. Unless
you
have children.
Yeah, I mean, see? I agree.
If you're a child, you shouldn't be going to see the new Peanuts movie.
Yeah.
Why, did you see it?
No.
Well, then what do you care?
No one will go see this movie.
I think a lot of people saw it.
Yeah, a lot
Amanda
of people
Amanda Manning went to
is
go
it
see
actually
it.
Out?
She did. She hit us up on Twitter.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. She went. She said her kids loved it, I think. Does she have kids?
She has.
Yeah. She said some kids loved it. I don't know.
As this far weekend, as I, know, I was at the kid. Arclight in Hollywood, and I was in the elevator in the parking structure, and two mid-20s bros are like, dude, we should go see the Charlie Brown movie. And the other one starts humming the Peanuts theme song.
Yeah.
And they look excited about it.
Hey, guys, nostalgia.
Well, yeah, that's but at least they're together. At least
well, that's exactly
they,
right. Yeah. Like,
at least they're not one person sitting creepily in the back of a theater full of children.
And you kind
of
have to bring, like, either
off.
A girl or a child, too. Like, if you're a dude, bringing another dude to, like, a Pixar
yeah,
movie, it does
weird.
Seem a little...
That's weird.
I saw Monsters, Inc. with a friend of mine in college, and me and him were like, it looks
because oh, then it looks like you just, brought a, yeah. you just brought a
oh no what have yeah. we gotten ourselves into
looks like you just brought a wingman to talk to the ugly
right?
kids
yeah. Guys like gum guys like candy what
oh yeah. Now we gotta go to an animated let's go see The Secret Life of Pets together. I wanna see
really
that
cute.
I wanna see that
doesn't
looks
that
really
look
cute
really cute
because I like the pets.
When the dog is underneath the little mixer
yeah,
and it's
yeah,
scratching
yeah.
his back.
They're going to go home and make...
What are you talking about?
They're going to go home and make cookies.
From the studio that brought
thing.
You Minions. Come
okay,
on, Josh. Minions.
Out.
Don't you know them? They're the funny things.
Yeah. The funny things on the memes.
Right.
Yeah. You know that thing your aunt posts funny things about that somehow it's anti-abortion and it's a picture of Minions?
Minions are so weird because people make memes out of them, but they're not... There's like no, there's no memeable
yeah,
content.
Yeah, there's no, yeah,
it's just a picture.
It's
it could
just
be a picture
a Twinkie with an eye. Yeah,
yeah.
It's just and the content always changes. What's written in the impact font?
Yeah, it's always something about like I haven't had coffee today, and then there's just a minion standing there. It's like what?
Yeah,
because they're emojis. They're just emojis.
Just says is
characters.
Pro-choice chooses to kill babies, and it's a picture of a minion. You're like, what is happening here?
You caught my eye with the minion, but you held my attention with the
yeah, with the Ben what? Carson rhetoric.
Oh, Ben Carson.
You know what was good though, unlike the Minions movies, I assume.
Here he goes.
I haven't seen
one. Nice cover up there.
Yeah.
The Penguins, a Madagascar movie. It's really funny. I don't think many
people
thought
that
but
no.
fucking no. hilarious.
I didn't see it.
The How to Train Your Dragon movies are really good.
I'm an adult.
I liked that first one a lot and I didn't see the sequel for some reason.
First one.
You didn't like it?
No.
I like the Iron Giant.
The Iron Giant.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
The Iron Giant's a great
know
villain
anybody
one.
Anybody who has an Iron Giant DVD that I could borrow?
Should we tell Jeff? We recorded the end of the year episode already, and we told people to ask you about the
Again?
Iron Giant. Yeah. So come right around New Year's Eve.
Oh, okay.
Expect to field some requests for the Iron Giant DVD.
Oh. I feel like that's lazy that you repeated it.
It's I forgot. I initiated it. I forgot if we'd done it to you already.
We'll do it to you every time, motherfucker.
Think of a better name to use at the end of this episode.
I saw Mr. Peabody and Sherman. I actually saw that like at DreamWorks. That was a really decent movie.
Really?
You saw it at DreamWorks?
Yeah, back when I was a mommy blogger.
Oh, right. Well, that doesn't count either because that's like
it was
a work
like a,
thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, don't just go buy a ticket and go hang out where the kids go.
No.
Don't go to Chuck E. Cheese by yourself.
Okay, real quick.
Uh-oh.
Here we
Someone
go.
Has an objection.
No.
Here we go.
You're right. I don't wonder. Go to Chuck E. Cheese on your own. Definitely have a birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese when you're an adult.
Yeah, that would
it's
be.
It's so much fun.
That would be fine. But why would you do that when you can go to Dave & Buster's?
Because Chuck E. Cheese is a lot cheaper. The pizza's great.
Yeah, that's
care
true.
What says.
Dave & Buster's is spendy.
Dave & Buster's is silly.
It's so spendy.
Right?
But it's so much fun.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. They have that Star Wars battle pod now. It's like a fully immersive experience.
Sounds pretty cool.
Like pod racing?
No, it's like you're flying an X-Wing, but you're in a pod that moves when you move.
Oh, yeah,
and
I saw
like,
that. I was the,
and
I was
it rumbles, and oh, it's so good.
When I move, you move. Cool.
Just like that?
Just like that. Ludacris reference, everybody. Luda.
Nice.
Listen to Ludacris alone?
Luda.
Definitely. You can definitely listen to Ludacris
alone. You should
definitely
listen to Ludacris alone. What should we talk about next?
Can we talk about sporting events?
Yeah. Do you disagree? Do you think?
No, I have a story about it, though.
Oh. Let's hear it.
So I'm at Bonnaroo.
So I was at Bonnaroo.
A frisbee golf game, for example.
No, so as you might know, I just got back from Chicago a couple weeks ago, seeing Denver Broncos and King Brock Lobster defeat the Chicago Bears.
Brock Lobster.
By a score of 17-15. So I sit
Shut
down.
Shut your face.
I sit down right before the game starts, about 5-10 minutes before the national anthem. There are three empty seats to my right and three really drunk Chicagoans, Midwestern.
Yeah.
Good Midwestern boys sit down. The third, the slightest of the three men, very drunk, very inebriated. You could just tell by the way he was walking, by how his eyes were open. He was drunk, and he walks up to me and he goes, "You fucking Denver Broncos, man." And then he sits down next to me and immediately falls asleep.
Awesome.
And you stole his wallet.
And he's manspreading. He's manspreading. And at first I didn't want to push back against him because I don't know this fucking drunk guy. I don't want to get my fucking face bashed in.
Of course.
But then I realize he is so out. So I push his legs aside. And I look over at his friends. I'm like, is your buddy okay? And they're like, oh, don't worry about it, man. He did this at the Indy 500. And then the national anthem doesn't wake up. Beginning of the game, doesn't wake up. Sleeping. The first touchdown of the game comes with 12 minutes remaining in the first quarter. The man starts vomiting all over the place. I put my arm around his back and I force him down because I don't want to get it on me.
On your dick.
Don't want to get it. No. I don't want to get it on the girl sitting in front of us. And then eventually one of the guys takes him out of the stadium. And the third guy is sitting there by himself for the rest of the game. Which brings it back to what we're talking about.
Sad.
And the other two guys had to sit at the car for the next 3 hours, and it was 25 degrees.
Oof.
Good.
I'd have left that motherfucker that there.
Happened. I know. Expensive tickets, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. The tickets are so expensive. It's just, I'm not crazy about going to sporting events anyway, especially football. Like,
football's the worst to go to.
I would never go to a football game alone.
Yeah.
Baseball, too boring to go to alone. Like, I couldn't do it. Maybe basketball? I don't know. Probably not. Probably not.
Depends on if it, like, the tickets were real. If you got really great tickets that were like those like $350 seats, you're like, all right, well, I'll go to that or something like that. But
have you ever been to a concert alone?
I haven't. I think I've bailed anytime if someone bailed on me, I'm like, well, I'm just not fucking going then.
No, I've got
It's weird. Yeah, you don't go. I've never been to a concert alone either.
It was fine. Though, I mean,
I've always been able to find people.
There were a lot of other people there.
Yeah.
Turned out. I got there and I don't know.
I've been to shows, but never like a concert. Like, I've been to shows where like my friends are the band. So that doesn't count.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, Bonnaroo, I walk around for an entire day by myself, but I will see my friends later.
Actually.
And see a number of concerts in a row without people.
The one time I went to a band by myself that I like didn't know the people, I saw Coheed and Cambria in Washington, D.C. And after the show, I just met a guy and we started talking. And afterwards, the bassist is outside smoking a cigarette, Mike Todd. And the guy,
name dropping,
huge fan of that particular bassist, but he can't go up to say hi to him. So I go up and I'm like, hey, man, my friend's a big fan of yours. Can we take a picture? Take a picture of them together. Really nice moment for this guy I met.
Awful moment for Mike Todd.
Probably whatever. Next day, Mike Todd is arrested in Boston for going into a Walgreens and saying he was going to blow it up unless they gave him all the Oxycontin. And so, that ended up being his last show at the band.
Wow. Man, these are memories frozen in time, people.
Memories frozen in time forever.
I saw a concert he by
couldn't
myself.
Handle, he
and
couldn't
it's because
handle,
I went to a concert on my own.
He couldn't That's handle talking saying. To you guys so much that he needed all the painkillers in an entire Walgreens to survive.
That's what happens when I make casual conversation with you. When I've been going to a concert by
Bands
myself.
Bands are destroyed. And
I've seen two concerts by myself. I saw once Neil Diamond.
I've been to a Neil Diamond show.
By myself.
That's pretty cool.
He puts
that
on a
was
good
amazing.
Show.
It was cool. Me and a lot of 60-year-old women.
Power polo shirts, too. Men in power polos.
Yeah, there was... I don't know how it happened, but I had my one seat, and then this mother and her, like, 40-year-old son were sitting on each side of me. And they were like, do you mind if we trade seats?
Fuck you.
Like, how did this even happen? Yeah, we can trade. There's, like, 50 empty seats there.
No, shut up. You're my dates now.
Stop talking.
I'm your father, 40-year-old guy.
Neil Diamond was great.
He puts on such a good show. It's like a 30-piece band he's got down there.
Yeah, yeah.
So good.
I didn't mind seeing that by myself. I saw Bruce Springsteen by myself. It was a solo acoustic show, just Bruce and a guitar. I smuggled some Bacardi rum in.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's pretty badass.
I was living it up in my...
Glory days.
Yeah.
In your glory days.
Oh, I don't get it.
It's a song that he did. He did a song.
No.
Glory days.
Bruce.
Girls are glory days.
That's the one.
That song.
Isn't that Mellencamp?
I think it's Mellencamp. Aerosmith.
It's the Beaver Brown band.
Right? That they mainly got popular because people thought it was Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, exactly. There were a lot of bands in Springsteen. The 80s. There were a few bands in the 80s that I think people just thought were Springsteen.
Is that like in the late 90s and all those bands just started doing Eddie Vedder impressions?
Yeah, there was a lot of Springsteen.
What a shitty impression to use as
well. Cougar easy. Mellencamp released Glory Days. You wouldn't be surprised.
No.
With arms right open.
I'm a fan of
that John. Not John Cougar Mellencamp.
I'm a John Cougar Mellencamp fan. I saw him in concert in Iowa, third row.
Whoa.
Third row. But it
did he get your hotel key?
Had really shitty seats, and Los Lobos was the opening act, and I wasn't going to fucking watch Los Lobos. So I was just out in the hallway drinking, and John Mellencamp was selling these like really expensive, exclusive tickets for the front part of the state, and I think no one bought them. So his crew was just walking around like, hey, you guys want to sit up front?
You're like, yeah.
Yeah,
I sure do.
I want to be really close to John Mellencamp. He had the flu that night.
Hey, you guys want to get sick?
You want to get the melon flu? John Mellon flu?
John Fluger Mellencamp.
Which is actually a heart attack induced by smoking too many cigarettes.
Oh, okay.
Did you know he had a heart attack?
Probably this sounds about right.
Sounds sure.
I wrote about it it's once. He had old a heart guy. Attack. He at the time he was smoking 5 packs of cigarettes a day.
Ain't that America?
Which like how do you even have how do you even have time?
Glory
That's
days.
100 cigarettes a day. And he went to the doctor. He had been feeling sick for like 4 days. And you know, someone who smokes, even if you're sick, if you're smoking 5 packs a day, you're maybe cutting down to 2 packs a day when you're sick. And he finally goes to the hospital like 4 days later, and they're like, yeah, you had a heart attack. So John Mellencamp, you know, was just like smoking through this like, whole fucking heart attack.
That's fucking brutal, man.
Oof, my chest really hurts.
Ideas?
What should I do? When they first told him, he was like, no, I didn't have a heart attack. I was just sick.
Something else you shouldn't do alone. Have a heart attack.
Yeah.
Smoke 5 packs a day alone.
Have people around if you're going
to need a life alert.
Yeah.
I love the question. I love the question, did you know John Cougar Mellencamp had a heart attack? Because in my mind, it's like, maybe. There's no way that information was going to stay in my head.
No?
Like once a famous person is above a certain age, it's just like, yeah, health problem, probably.
But he had that heart attack when he was 90? 17.
Oh, wow.
What should we talk about next?
We got a list there.
There's a list.
Yeah.
Right there. Takeout food, I really disagree with.
We're burning through it.
Well, takeout food... It's more like a health thing, like a financial thing. If you can avoid eating out unless you're with people, it'll make your life better.
What if you're a single man, no wife, no kids, got a steady job?
Cook an egg.
Learn to cook.
But what if you like the MSG-filled Chinese food?
Then you're going to have a heart attack John Cougar Mellencamp.
And you're not even going to smoke your way to it. That's not fun.
Like, at least smokers look cool.
Yeah.
You don't look cool when you're packing on that spare tire.
No one looks cool walking and eating at the same time. That's something I realized.
Did you say Brad Pitt?
Brad Pitt.
From Ocean's 11.
Yeah, Brad Pitt.
Yeah,
Brad Pitt. Yeah, but that's in the movies.
And it's also Brad Pitt. That's not like fair.
If you're in real life and you're walking and eating at the same time, you're gross.
That's fair.
You're a monster.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Especially if you're sweating.
Most people who are walking and eating at the same time are sweating.
Yeah.
Like, let's be honest. They sweat when they do anything. Yeah.
That's why I shouldn't do it.
I'm with you on the takeout thing.
Yeah.
100%. Like, I have done it before, but I'll at least go to a place and sit down.
Yeah, which is sometimes worse.
Yeah.
Like sitting at a restaurant by yourself.
I don't know if sitting at a restaurant by yourself is a good idea, unless you're on acid and you're at Smashburger. The guy who served me the burger was doing like a bit. He had like a thing he did when he served burgers. It was this weird...
Where he turned into a bunch of snakes.
No, he was doing like a Jeff Goldblum style like delivery.
Is he a waiter or a counter? You walk up to a counter.
He was the counter, and then he also took it to my...
Okay.
And when I paid, it was $15.35 for my... Because I got like a burger and a fries and milkshake and a bunch of stuff because I was on acid. And he goes, 1535? Why? I don't even know if we didn't, you know, explored California back in that year.
Like, it was this bit he did. None of that happened.
And I almost slapped the money out of his hand and was just like, shut the fuck up, and ran out. But I didn't. Like, I wanted to so bad in that moment. He scared the hell out of me. And then he brought me my milkshake, and he's like, vanilla milkshake. No one even saw it coming. Like, and I'm like, get the fuck away from me, you demon.
Everything is insane. Yeah. I love that.
Remember when we went to that restaurant where the waitress had to hopscotch?
Oh, the Route 66 diner.
That was in Albuquerque, right?
Forced whimsy. Yeah, it was the Route 66 diner in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And it was just pictures of Albuquerque and Santa Monica. And it was right before you went back to Santa Monica. I remember that because we were just like, oh, that's where we are and that's where you're going.
Yeah, I was all bummed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
sad
it was good
times.
But that girl really brought it up with the forced whimsy.
Yeah, she really, really made me.
The food was good there, though.
Feel a lot better. Yeah, the food was great. All the food in Albuquerque.
The food, yeah, the food. There's a reason people are not trim.
Yeah, there's a reason people don't flee Albuquerque in terror.
Yeah.
And it's the food.
Yeah.
It's only the food.
The food is so good.
Everything
that you are
else
dragging
about,
them
you're
down.
Willing to get murdered by both cops and robbers in Albuquerque because the food is so goddamn good.
There was an update on a crime that happened when I was in Albuquerque. I think I mentioned it before on the podcast. There was a guy on the highway. He was in a van, reached out the window, shot someone on a motorcycle, and then got out and got on the motorcycle and drove away, which, badass enough as it
is. Grand Theft Auto.
It's like Renegade.
Turns out it was his motorcycle. The guy had stolen it.
Justified.
And he was just like, hey, gift of the Magi, here's that guy. I'm going to shoot him.
Yeah.
I'm going to shoot him and take my motorcycle back. What a dedicated girlfriend.
Gift
of the Magi.
Was driving that van and was like, sure, honey.
Yeah.
Do that.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
It's ride or die right there.
It's like he heard the story about the guy whose bike was stolen, then he saw it on Craigslist and went to buy it and then just got on it and rode away and like kept it, and he one-upped him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's basically
with a murder.
With a murder.
Well, I remember when I went to pick you up that time, there was like what was clearly a drug deal happening right at that hotel. A
murder.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just like, can you just get in the car, please? I don't want to be a witness or a victim.
Murder is another thing that you should not do alone.
Mm. Yeah,
I mean, you
should
probably should actually do a murder alone.
Unless you can pin it on your accomplice.
Mm.
Yeah.
And, like, if you can frame someone else for it, then get people involved for sure.
How about bowling and laser tag, by the way?
I wanted to say, we'll talk about those. I had an experience similar to yours with dealing with really upbeat customer service types.
Oh, yeah.
I was at a Walmart late as fuck, and this is when I was taking a lot of cough syrup, so I was like PCP high in a Walmart. And this cashier was like a 50-something dude who conducted the entire transaction doing a Bill Clinton impersonation. I was just like, this is my nightmare right now. I'm going to die here. Like, it was so horrible. And it wasn't a good one.
I want that.
I think that's
because it wasn't a good one. He's doing it at a Walmart.
He's doing it at a Walmart, and this was like 2009.
Oh.
It's like, you've missed the boat, sir.
Yeah.
Your Clinton impression is not going to break you into the industry.
Dude,
fact that you had an experience with a customer service pretending to be Clinton, and I had experience with customer service pretending to be Jeff Goldblum, makes me wonder if these people were
just 96.
Had vague qualities in common with these human beings, and our drug-addled minds were like, stop impersonating Jeff Goldblum.
I did a...
You fucking asshole. You'll never have a career in acting.
I did a show in this like really shitty dive bar in New Hampshire a couple years ago, and the guy, their headliner, and I air quotes the shit out of that, because he was, and they're like, he's been doing this forever, and he was doing like Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky jokes, and I'm like, oh, you've been doing it forever, but you've been doing the same thing,
but you haven't written any jokes.
Yeah,
since
you
then.
Haven't done anything new. It was like, it was awful. It was just, I'm sitting there and I'm like, I kind of want every time he said a joke, I want to be like, really,
really.
It sounds like if you were to tell like a inappropriate joke in San Francisco or Portland. That's how they'd treat you.
I love that Anthony Jeselnik did his latest special in San Francisco.
Yeah, because he's like, fuck you guys.
Yeah, that's ballsy.
Didn't we get hissed in St. Louis? I got hissed when I made like an inappropriate joke, and I was like, did you guys just hiss me?
Yeah, I remember that.
That was funny, though. I turned him around.
Yeah, we had a good show.
Yeah.
We always do.
Damn right.
We're so funny. We're going to be funny tonight when people are listening to this on Wednesday. We're going to be in Long Beach. You coming to the show, Josh?
Sure, maybe. I don't know.
Wow.
Very busy.
Ringing endorsement.
Yeah, thanks.
It's going to be awesome.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, don't patronize us.
Yeah, hold on. Delete everything I just said, Brett. Okay. Let me do that again. Yeah, I'm going.
Show's canceled. No, it's done.
Yeah. I'm going to be in Long Beach, but for a different reason.
You have a gang meeting?
You're going to go to a Sublime shrine?
Yep. That was my joke. I was going to make a Sublime joke.
I tweeted the other day that this Apple Music playlist I was listening to understood me better than most of my friends. And immediately after I did that, it played Santa Ria by Sublime. It's like, no, yeah. Never mind. I take it back. You don't
right, you hate Sublime.
Phone. You don't know me at all. Yeah, I do hate Sublime.
I've never met anyone who hated Sublime. It's always just been like a tolerate to really like.
It's like hating Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah,
it's like nothing. Not. You did not just it. Compare Sublime to Fleetwood Mac.
No,
lots of people in the era didn't like Fleetwood Mac because it was kind of like the preppy pop rock,
pussy rock.
You know, so yeah, so like the kind
yeah,
of
but Sublime's not underground that. People, just shitty music,
weren't crazy about
I
it.
I like Sublime. Some Sublime stuff.
I like Sublime and Fleetwood
I find myself liking the Sublime songs that I didn't like that much growing up.
Oh, so maybe I should listen to them again because that's all of them for me.
Maybe you should, Adam.
Yeah, I like Santeria a lot. That would be one I'd pick out.
See, I'm away from Santeria. Like, I think Wrong Way is one of the worst songs ever made.
Yeah.
I honestly think. But, no. Like.
Wrong Way is on the lower end in my mind, but it's still just.
It's a gimmick song.
Fine. This podcast has just turned into my nightmare.
Do you like In the End? That's a really good
frank
song.
Frank discussion about the music of Sublime. And I just sit here quietly.
Because heroin is the only thing you can't relate to. That's why you're just
yeah,
like,
that's right.
What do you guys think about cough syrup or PCP or crack? I'll do that.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Laser tag.
What about...
Because you were like Nirvana. That's a heroin band.
Yeah. Nirvana.
Great. Gone off the rails.
Oh, rails. Like rails of coke?
No. Train rails.
Train rails?
Remember when Adam was drinking on the train?
Oh, yeah. By myself. Well, Jeff was there, but that doesn't count.
I was asleep.
Were you?
No, I couldn't sleep on the train.
That actually reminds me, the opposite of this premise for this podcast, traveling alone, I fully endorse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you have to travel
going alone. Somewhere by yourself, fantastic.
That's traveling with other people is a goddamn nightmare.
Yeah.
Traveling with other people can be great, but it's like you got to find them. You have to have like your travel partner. And you may not be normal friends in a non-travel environment.
Yeah.
You may only get along in the special hell that is traveling.
You're also exposing your partner to the worst parts of you.
Only when the you're worst parts, like, too. Yeah.
The naked
parts.
Uh-oh, our flight's in 5 hours? We should have been at the airport yesterday. I don't know why.
That's me. That's me. I'm that guy.
Yeah, I get to the airport. So unless I have like a 6 a.m. flight. Like when I'm going to Wisconsin on the 11th. And I'm flying at 9 in the morning. I'm going to get to LAX at like 5.
Yeah.
Just hang out and work and then fly.
Because
it's so much more relaxing if you're not rushed. And
I left the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and my flight was at like 8:45. So I was like, I got to get there at like 5, 5:30.
Yeah, we got there so early.
It was dead.
Yeah.
It was so dead.
AM.
AM.
Oh, and well, yeah, 5 it's coming.
Yeah, but I assumed it was going to be a goddamn zoo because it's such a busy travel day. Yeah. And there was nothing. Maybe it's because people realize Delta's a garbage airline.
Sometimes they got the route that you need, though.
I almost missed my flight this morning. I got there an hour.
Delta,
an
we
hour
got
and
the 10 route.
Minutes early, hour and 10 minutes early, and the line was out the fucking door at 5 o'clock in the morning. So I just whined, and they let me up.
But yeah, I agree. Good story, Jeff. Traveling alone, that's fine.
Yeah,
that's
if you act best. Like a little bitch in an airport, they'll do a lot of nice things for you.
Or arrest you.
Also, by the way, these rules do not count if you're on vacation. Go to a sporting event alone. You're on vacation alone. That's or if
yeah,
you're
if
like
you're
at
in Thailand, go to see some Mai Tai by yourself. That's fine.
Is that what you're doing in Thailand alone?
Yeah, I bet.
Fucking ladyboys is where I was going with that.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Oh, I thought you meant kids.
Ladyboys.
Boys implies childhood.
Oh yeah, that's true.
I was. No,
let's not be
boys,
sexist.
Man.
Some of those kids are girls.
Some of the ladyboys are. Maybe I don't know.
I don't even know what's going on here. Do they play laser tag?
Should you ever go to Thailand by yourself?
Are we talking about
you should never go to Thailand.
Yeah, you just shouldn't go to... If anyone ever invites you to Thailand, don't do
it. You're going
to
lose an ear, minimum.
Yeah. We never did talk about bowling or laser tag. But, like, don't go bowling by yourself.
What if you want to be a bowler? Like,
that's
what if you're
thing.
In a
if,
bowling league and you've been the
Me and
the
Jeff
anchor.
Talked about this. If you're bowling alone, you better be getting paid for it when you don't bowl alone. Like, it should be a career.
Yeah. That applies to any of these things. If you're trying to be a professional karaokeer... Then you probably do karaoke.
I think
alone.
That's just a singer.
Yeah,
if you're
that's
trying
called
to
singer.
Do professional,
it's called a musician.
If you're trying to be a professional drinker, then you can drink alone to prepare.
Oh, well, I am.
Yeah, with nobody else.
I saw him in concert once.
That must have been a good show.
Yeah, it was great. All right, Brett, I feel like you want to do comments, don't you? Should we play the... You know.
You don't know.
I do know. It's a big world out there.
It's not that big.
It's easy to feel like the things you say don't matter.
I'm not going to agree with you on that one.
But I want you to know that's not true. So you just kind of agreed with me.
Nope, not anymore.
That's why we call the segment Your Voice Matters. No, we except don't. Your stupid fucking Boston voice. Where we read your dumb comments about Jeff May from the past few episodes and respond to them personally. Personally.
You're a bad person.
Fade it out. Jeff, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Cool. That's true. You can call the voicemail line at 505-3-UNPOPS.
That's 505-386-7677.
Leave some voicemails.
Leave some voicemails.
We're recording a lot of episodes coming up with all the holidays and stuff, so read them and we'll get through them.
Read the voicemails.
All right, here we go.
Hello, Adam, everybody. My name is C-Nick, and I'd like to ask you all a question.
C-Nick.
For everybody,
Cunt-Nick.
This is actually I got two questions.
Ugh, greedy.
First question is for the group. What do you think about vaping? Kind of as a follow up to Adam's video and the horrible reaction to it. And my second question is just for Adam. As an old Playboy employee, do you think it would be a good idea to get my friend a subscription to Playboy? And I mean actually for my friend because he's really into creepy sex stuff, and I don't know what to get him.
It's not a creepy sex magazine.
And you don't do nudity anymore. I'm going to stop you right there.
Since you're an old employee there, I'm not sure if I should or if I shouldn't. So what do you think about it?
It's a men's lifestyle magazine.
For the rest of your podcast.
Hustler.
Vaping and Playboy.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, those are two of them. Vaping. Everyone else, I guess, is like, given my opinion, I did that video. Everyone hated me for it.
I just want to put my palm in people's faces and rub it around when they're vaping.
And now like those vape pens are exploding in people's mouths.
Good. I'm fine with that.
You're not just going to be able to smoke freely. That's a pipe dream.
Yeah.
Any product from tobacco companies, it's going to kill you eventually. Yeah. Don't fool yourself. That was the only point of my video. And we cut it at the end, but I did add in the video that vaping weed, totally fine. Nothing I said in that video applies to weed.
I do that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm in support of that.
That's a good idea. I should start doing
I vape the shit out of some weed.
As far as Playboy, though.
Fuck Playboy. Yeah. I don't care about Playboy.
Yeah, Jeff kind of hit on it. If your friend's really into creepy sex stuff, get him a bunch of other
Get him
magazines.
The internet.
Cool. It's cool of you to be buying your friend who's into creepy sex stuff a creepy sex
Why
thing.
Do you
That's
know your
friend
is into creepy sex stuff?
I know all my friends that are into creepy sex stuff. I know that they're into it.
But if your friend's into weird long-form Q&As with Jeremy Renner or whatever, then buy him.
Yeah.
If that counts so in the category of creepy sex stuff, then get him Playboy.
Also, if your friend is into creepy sex stuff and you are so not into creepy sex stuff that you think Playboy is where you should get him creepy sex stuff, you're the wrong person to be buying him creepy sex stuff.
Get him a Bible.
Go to your friend's house.
For him to fuck.
Go to
start vaping with him.
Yeah.
Semen that he can vape.
What about a vape pen up his dick hole? That's a creepy sex thing, right?
Go to your friend's house, go to the bathroom that's in his bedroom, or look under his bed and get him that magazine because you're on the wrong track.
Yeah.
Magazine-wise. And print media is dead, so...
Yeah, who's...
Yeah, who jerks off to still images now?
Yeah, even DVDs. Who's even doing that? Like, it's all online now. Like, you don't...
I hunted down a porn once on DVD. Like, it took me forever to find it. Because it was supposed to be really good. It was called Blue Movie by Jenna Jameson. It was supposed to be this like really great, like groundbreaking fourth wall.
And what
wall.
People mean when they say that is okay for a porn.
It ended up being, I was like super disappointed. I'm like, God damn it.
Oh, it wasn't a good movie? Come on.
I was not that into it.
Amazing. I can't believe that didn't go better.
Really? What, have you never seen porn? Porn's usually pretty dope.
Yeah, I suppose. I don't look at a lot of porn. That's weird, right?
Yeah.
Have we talked about this? I don't
know. I'm not a big porn guy either.
Yeah. Okay.
I am big time. Constantly at work looking at porn.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
That's true. I sit
taking my cell phone in the bathroom for hours looking at porn.
Hours? Just jerking off for four straight hours.
Slapping hams together in the fucking...
I have a room with a door that locks. Kind of. Other people can get into it. So I have the best porn room at Cracked.
Oh, yeah. But yeah.
Oh,
this
right.
Room,
yeah. You could.
This room locks.
This room locks. Yeah. I mean, some
so
of
you do
lock,
your own podcast.
It. So
it's just
you
jerk beating
it in
it.
Here constantly.
Beatcast. Sorry, Brett Rader.
Yeah, you haven't heard my podcast? It's just an intro song, and then.
You can hear porn in the background, kind of muted. Like,
I would listen to that. Oh, fuck. Do we have any other voicemails?
Sure.
Let's do one more.
Let's do another here voicemail.
Here we go. Let's get political.
Yeah.
It's going to be up smoking in Penthouse.
Hi, TV. Hi, Brett. Hi, guest. I just called in to say that while I don't want you to get back onto the whole Trump.
Too late. We're back in.
Because no one wants to make Adam unhappy.
That's
I would
not
like
true.
To say that Trump recently said that he wouldn't be opposed to databases and IDs
oh,
for Muslim Americans.
I hadn't yet. Heard about that.
So, you know, the whole Trump-Hitler comparison is getting more and more.
You didn't
correct.
Plan this call out.
Yeah. Right.
So what was his point?
He was just wanted saying, you to talk about that.
Oh. He's just saying, hey, good on you for knowing that. I hate how right you were about this, by the way.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you just keep like, getting proven more and more.
Yeah,
I hate it. Because the last thing you need is a big head about anything.
Yeah, but I was so right.
Oh, my God. Like, everyone's picking it up, and now people are revisiting the article, and they're like, okay. Like, everyone was calling you a fucking loon.
Yeah, they're like, ooh, you might be onto something. Well, no, I just wrote it for my own fucking good
and
health.
Now my song is Ace of Base. God damn it.
Oh, wouldn't that be great if, like, It's a Beautiful Life is his campaign song?
Yeah, he does such deranged stuff that I forget that he's an actual candidate.
Yeah, like a legitimate candidate.
Yeah, it doesn't fit in my brain anymore. When people are like, so how is what you're saying different from Nazis? And he's like, you tell me.
Yeah, that's...
You tell me. I have the perfect memory. I am a superhuman with superhuman memory. You tell me. And then he leaves. It's like, how are you different from Vermin Supreme?
Yeah,
you're actually. Yeah. Are we sure he's not?
He's just doing spots like a professional wrestler. Like he's just, he's like the ultimate warrior.
Okay, let's read some regular comments.
Richie Stick says parsnips are great. Nope.
What I don't even know what those are.
Oh, dude, my brother could only talk about your goddamn burrito all weekend.
Did he make one?
Yes.
How was it?
Was it good?
He said it was delicious. My brother Paul, who was like a rabid listener, was just like, I can't stop talking about thinking about Brett's burrito idea.
Shout out to Paul. Oh, hey, speaking of shout outs, there's a listener named Maddie who is in the hospital right now.
Hi, Maddie.
And she's really sick, and she was in the hospital for Thanksgiving, and that sucks. So
she's getting better?
Yeah, she's getting better.
I'm sorry.
So instead of Iron Gianting anyone, everyone go on Twitter and tell Maddie to get better. At Puff Maddie, PUFF_MADDIE.
Everybody do that.
Everybody do that. She's really funny on Twitter.
There you go.
Go follow her on Twitter.
I'll go give her a follower, which means I have to unfollow somebody else.
Oh, that's right, because you're keeping it at 9/11. I'm trying to get there. Go unfollow someone. Follow Puff_Maddie at Twitter and tell her to get better. Thanks. Okay. Let's finish reading comments. You read that, Jeff.
Ali Bushell. No, Jeff, you did not have the flu. Flu doesn't make you vomit. Only Americans think
he's
that.
British, so if you could rewind.
No, Jeff, you did not have the flu. Flu doesn't make you vomit. Only Americans think that, errantly. If you had a 24-hour puking illness, then you had norovirus. Look up influenza in any medical database. Vomiting is not a symptom. Crack even covered this in one of their columns. Why, yes, I am bitter that Jeff hasn't accepted my Facebook friend request.
Yeah, what the fuck, Jeff? How have you not read every single article we've ever done and then incorporated
that knowledge?
Well, here's
the thing. Two things. Number one, don't be a British cunt about it and just be like, oh, Americans think that. Whatever. Thank you. Number two, I didn't approve your friend request because I didn't know you or who you were at the time. And I don't... It's fucking buried. I'll find it eventually. Don't be a dick. We're cool. Just calm down. I don't friend request strangers all the time like you do, you weirdo.
Jeff's got the norovirus again.
Yeah.
That's why
he's
so angry.
Just to provide some context to Ali's complaint, David Wong, Jason Parjan, who I work with, speak to almost every day, not accepted my friend request on Facebook. I've worked here full time for like 2 years.
He has it?
Calm the fuck down, Ali Bushell.
That's hilarious.
Right? Really? That's funny.
No,
that
really.
Funny.
I'm not friends with most of you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Who the fuck are you?
I'm the podcast guy. Comes in a couple days a week.
I don't even know what you do. I don't even know what you're doing over
tie-dye
there.
Tie-dye shirt and Ultimate Frisbee guy.
That's not a real program on your computer.
No, it's not.
It's not Audacity. What is it? It's
Adobe Audition, but we're moving over to Pro Tools.
Eric Tully says Die Hard is the best Christmas movie, bar none.
That's a controversial opinion. I still
put Gremlins on top. I think Gremlins is better. I do. I put Gremlins above Die Hard, even though I love Die Hard. Gremlins is a better Christmas movie.
You're not going to go with Jingle All the Way?
No.
The Santa Claus.
Hey, speaking of me being right about Trump, one of the things someone tweeted at me, they said, I never agreed with your position that he would start trying to court black voters, but otherwise you were right. Well, that meeting with the pastors actually happened. Like, he said he was going to cancel it. And it says, this is from the Washington Examiner, Donald J. Trump met with over 100 black pastors Monday. He is not the person the media has depicted him to be, said one minister. We're fucked, America.
Telling you.
We are fucked.
We got to get Bernie Sanders more popular.
We can do it. I feel like if anything is going to sway this election, it'll be this podcast.
Yeah. Guys, vote for someone that is Donald Trump.
Anyone but the Nazi. Moment.
Vote Trump, guys. Shit!
I can't wait till we're doing this podcast from White House next January.
I can't wait till we're doing it from a concentration camp. Trump takes over and throws me in one.
Well, at least Brett will be happy that we can concentrate.
What do you mean?
Because we'll go off the rails all the
time. Focus. This is part of it. This is part of the problem. Spit specifically.
Right, so doing things alone. Oh, wait, no, we're off that. Lord Xenu.
Yeah, we're just reading comments now.
I took Spirit, It Was No Big Deal by Lord Xenu. Well, you're wrong.
No, Spirit is fine.
Nope.
I don't know what they're talking about. What's Spirit?
It's a Spirit Airlines. It's like taking a bus that flies. And people get mad because they like charge you for water. But the other places just work that into the cost of your flight.
Ooh, look at how trashy the Deft Sin is.
Yeah, I like that one. I saw that too.
I've had sex during a high school science class. I live in South Jersey on the shore. And on warmer days, we went out into the marshes for bio. Lots of tall grass in a marsh. Also mosquitoes.
So he fucked a mosquito.
He or she. Oh, what's
Did
Tim?
Did he move to Jersey from
the fuck's Tim Clark 46 have to say? I'm not American, but we eat turkey at Christmas. But I don't fucking get it. Turkey is the worst fucking poultry.
Nope.
The other big one we eat is pork. Lots of great meals come from pigs, but when it comes to roasting, lamb, chicken, and beef are by far the best meats in that order.
I feel like
okay, I agree just, with you about turkey, but
he just Guy Fieri'd that thing out. He's like, beef,
chicken. Oh my God, you called him Guy Fieri. It's not, I can't even talk about it. It's not on the site. Me and Alex did a video about Guy Fieri. We just refused to call him Guy Fieri.
Oh, fuck him.
That's nice.
Guy Fieri.
It's Fieri.
I'm having a lot of trouble caring about what meat Tim Clark thinks is best.
Dude likes his meat, man.
I'm trying. trying just for comedy purposes to get passionate about this, and I can't.
Oh, sure you can. Nope. Come on, it's the funniest
lamb,
stuff.
Lamb, chicken, and beef. That's like cat food ingredients.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's like, cornmeal. My favorite things are cornmeal, duck flavoring, lamb bits. I did like all the fuck yeah, it's a Jeff May episode stuff at the beginning.
Yeah, none of that this time, please.
Who cares? Why don't we do that? Because I need it.
No.
It's all I got, guys.
That's all you got?
I'm going to take it from you.
You're a bad person.
I didn't know that.
I just showed my soft underbelly to Adam, and he's going to strike.
It's going down. All right. Should we get the fuck out of here?
Yeah.
We should get the fuck out of here. No, let's do it for another hour.
Yeah, Brett, you down?
No.
All right. Jeff, do you have anything to plug?
Yeah, I got a bunch of shows.
Okay. I just have the one.
Come to them.
I should do more shows. Tonight in Long Beach, come see me. Josh, do you have anything to plug?
Yeah, I got a column every Tuesday. This is running Wednesday. I got an article running on Sunday, too, I think. It's cool. I interviewed
show off. The Lord's Day, huh?
The lady who...
I have to kill you now.
The movie Dangerous Minds is based on. It's an article I'm actually pretty excited about.
Oh, that's Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah.
Michelle Pfeiffer is the... I interviewed
that's
the real
Coolio,
person
I believe.
That Michelle Pfeiffer was pretending to be. It's cool. It's a good story.
Is it cool? Or is it Coolio?
And I'm on Twitter.
Twitter?
JF Sargent is my Twitter name.
I'm just doing the show tonight.
I'll bring you to some shows, too.
Oh, yeah, sure you will.
I'll throw you on.
You piece of shit.
I guess I'll go to that show, so, you know, you can come and get my autograph. I'll be in the audience.
Yeah.
Yeah, come
That's going to be such a good show. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah. You know, read my columns, listen to the podcast, call in, leave voicemails. do stuff like that. Yeah. All right. Say goodbye, Jeff.
Nope.
Say goodbye, Jeff.
Absolutely not. I will not be bullied.
Brett, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Josh.
Fuck off, internet.
Jeff, say goodbye before I punch you in the face.
I will absolutely not do that.
Goodbye, everybody. We love you.
Goodbye. I'm Jeff.
No, that was not me.
I'm Jeff. Say goodbye.
Hello. No, it's Jeff. This is me. Hello. I'm Jeff. Hello.